stay true and honest with yourself. Master Patana's teachings emphasize the importance of being aware of your inner self and being completely honest with yourself. The unconsciousness deepens and the spirit falls to the lower dimension when one is not true to their own inner feelings and thoughts. To transcend any hatred or negativity, you must first recognize and be honest about it within yourself. Being honest with yourself is the first step to being honest with others. A person who cannot be completely honest with themselves can never be honest with others. It is essential to recognize your inner being and be completely true to yourself. If you dislike something or someone, acknowledge it and be true to your feelings. Don't pretend to love them when you are hating them inside. It is natural to dislike certain things and people, and it is okay to feel that way. It is a part of the human experience and a God-given instinctive response. Certain people may drain you of your energy and cause exhaustion due to their negativity, but it is important to understand that this has a lot to do with their level of consciousness too. However, it is crucial to learn to say no when you are uncomfortable and be honest with yourself when you do not want to be around certain people. It is better to stay away from things and people that you dislike until you can completely transcend the negativity. It is unreligious and unspiritual when you are not true to yourself. This teaching is not about encouraging hatred but rather about being honest with yourself first so that you can transcend any negativity and raise your consciousness towards higher spirituality. To achieve this, do not be a hypocrite in anything that you do. Stay true to yourself. When you love, love completely, and when you hate, be complete too. Do not act as if you love when you are hating every moment of it. Recognize that it is not really you who hates, but it is the ego that hates. The ego is a false identity, a mental conditioning, and a separate entity that lives inside of you. It is essential to separate yourself from your ego self and observe it from a distance. This will help you see how the ego possesses you, and the anger and hatred it triggers due to the expectations set by the ego self. Only by staying true to yourself can your ego die off, opening the path to higher human potential and higher spirituality. It is only when you recognize your inner self and are completely true to yourself that you can reach your full potential and transcend any negativity, leading to a higher level of consciousness.